Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are yet again back for this, the 15th episode of Da Bear Minimum Podcast.
Bears.
The 20th of December, 2021. We are actually at minute mark 14 minutes, 14 seconds in the Bears-Vikings game right now. We're a little late this week, sorry.
Of the second quarter,
thank you. So apologies for that. First off, we have producer Jake to my left.
Howdy.
Everyone's favorite ginger Sam across from me.
What up, guys?
Thanks to you two and Marcos for holding it down last week. I was on sabbatical up in Door County for the annual curd cook-off, and I do have to say so myself. Lovely place. Just shit people. And everyone there has the stupid fucking hats, talking with their, hey, how you doing there? And I'll be damned if they don't know how to deep fry some cheese, though. So I showed Marcos some pictures, and he had some of the samples. And he's actually up at the Sheboygan Showdown right now.
The Sheboygan Showdown.
Showdown.
Absolutely. There's a circuit of curd cook-offs, so he's at the Showdown right now. He'll be back next week to let us know how it goes. But how we doing, boys? Another week of Chicago sports in the books. Well, almost, but how we doing?
Great. Just excellent.
That wasn't convincing.
Mm-hmm. What gave it away?
Yeah. It's a tough time to be a Chicago sports fan.
Yeah, sure. Give me a minute. Not good for me, boys.
What's going on, producer Jake?
I've been trying all day to get off this conference call. It's been 12 hours running, and I haven't done anything for the last hour, and they just told me, Jake, can you take over? So I'll be here, but I'm going to be half here.
So that's, you know, Jake is a good metaphor for the Bears now.
That's actually a great, great segue, Sam. Maybe we'll just take this quick moment to talk about what's happening in front of us while Jake's on his call.
Yeah, so in lieu of a look-ahead segment, which I know that our loyal listeners love each and every week, where we basically just pretend like we're going to be successful or sometimes get railroaded. I don't know. Either way.
That's fair.
The look ahead is happening in real time right here in front of us. And, oh, look at that. We are down 10 to nothing.
Ugh.
So this is great. Dale found out when he sat down on the couch tonight that Kendall Vildor is our only healthy, normal secondary player.
My least favorite person on this team. You guys have listened to me lament this man for, if this is episode 15, for 14 weeks now. Sam has informed me he's the most tenured person, and like my heart dropped when I heard that. It's not a good look for the Bears.
Good.
And it's, I mean, looking at this game though, it's still relatively tight. It's a 10-point game. We're getting the ball. I mean, I'm trying to find hope here, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm over the hope thing. It's a hell of a drug.
Right.
And I can't quit it, so I'm trying to get clean.
Well, maybe in lieu of looking at this just god-awful game, maybe
we can keep staring at it, but it's not going to get better. It's not going to change.
Should we talk about our new little bit while Jake finishes up his call as well?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, how's that ice going down? Sam found an ice underneath a couch pillow just now before we started, so this has been fun to watch.
Yeah, just a little background for all the listeners on that situation is there is a fuck in our midst named Jake who thought it'd be hilarious to buy, I don't know, 3 6-packs of Smirnoff ices on Saturday hid them all over the goddamn house.
Yeah, there was a bit of a holiday party hosted at our good friend Sam's house this past weekend, so the boys got a little litty-titty.
He swears this is the last one, and I said that he will no longer be my friend if I find another one.
And he can find a new place to live. But in the meantime, one of the things that we did is we knew we would be a little late on this game and said, all right, we can't preview it in good faith. Let's leave this up to the Madden gods.
Which we did.
And so we ran a 3-game set to see who would what Madden thinks would happen in this matchup.
Hit us with the first one, Dale. How'd the first sim go?
Yeah, I'm just going to preview this whole segment. It's not good for the Bears. So game one is actually hysterical, and it's the most Bears thing that happened.
We're going to start doing this regularly, guys, because this is how invested we are in this shit show of a
team. Well, it's how little there is to talk about the actual Bears, and this is what we have left. But essentially, game one, Bears pull ahead 13-6 midway through the third, and in true Bears fashion, promptly give up 17 unanswered points while managing just a field goal at the end, 23-16 Vikings.
Oh, it's just so good. Like, it's so good. It's so Bears.
Game two, a little bit better. Strong first half from both teams, 14-14 at stoppage. Bears receive at the start and put up three, and then go on to hold the Vikings for the rest of the third.
Nice.
And then they give up a touchdown, okay. And in true Bears fashion, fail on three straight fourth down tries in the red zone. Like, I can't write this stuff.
Madden
gods even know. And I'll just give you a heads up. Game three isn't much better. The Bears blow a 7-point lead and then lose 24-10.
Oh, my God. Dude, so it's just perfect.
Tells me is it's not just us. It's the universe. Hey, Darnell Mooney caught a pass. Hey. Oh, and he moved.
Oh,
good for them.
Oh, he's still scooting. Look at him go.
Great throw on the run. Yeah.
Yeah. That could have easily been picked off, too. So I don't have much more to say. Oh, that was another great pass. Okay, sorry, guys. That's terrible podcasting. Back to you guys. So the Madden Sim. Dale, thank you for running that. You're the man. I didn't let EA get me this year or last year.
So I'll keep paying the money. I don't care. I like the game.
All right. So that's going to be a new thing.
So that's our Vikings. We didn't really talk about the Packers. You want to talk about the Packers game a little bit real quick?
We can recap if you want.
We got to. It's what the right thing to do. Hit us with the recap.
All right, moving on to recap. Packers still own us. Aaron Rodgers is the CEO.
Papi?
Yeah, I think I have to call him Dad now. I don't know. Either way, this sucks, guys. We lose 30-45. Offense gave us nothing to look forward to. We didn't really see anything until, I don't know, right before the half, I think. We were able to make something happen. Again, to be completely honest with you guys, I am a diehard Bears fan. I do pay attention. I love them. But they've done something to me this year, stemming from last year, to where these types of games, I black out. I literally lose consciousness somewhere in the second quarter. And when we come back from halftime, I can't tell you what happened until the onside kick.
I can tell you that watching the game, where there is still 11 minutes left in the second quarter, you're about to hit that very point in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Justin just got tackled. It looks weird. It looked like he got bent, but he didn't really.
And there's no flag.
Right.
Because he didn't give himself up, and they're going to be sticklers about that. So fuck them, too. I don't know. I don't care. Bottom line is Aaron Rodgers had short fields. He had long fields. It doesn't matter. I don't understand how it happens every time that we seemingly are putting pressure on him. We're making it hard for him to operate for almost an entire quarter. Going into the second quarter.
Right, they're up.
Every time we play him, it's like, oh, we've got something going. And then the second quarter rolls around, or even the third quarter, and the ball's coming out of his hand quicker. He's made the adjustments. Him and LaFleur, you know, did their little jerk-off powwow, figured it out. And then we're on our asses, dude, and he's picking us apart. It happens every time, and I just can't fucking stand it, dude.
Yeah, they're pretty inept at making adjustments and doing things in the second half in general. And frankly, in the first half as well. But, that is a symptom of a very poorly coached team. And while we're watching right now, he could have gone so
I don't
further.
Know.
I know. It's just tough to watch.
Right now. I'm just going to swear more and more as this happens. What did the offense even do for us last week, Dale? Let's look. I'm going to go through this game.
Well, I can tell you the only really bright spot was Jakeem Grant, right? Outside of him.
That guy, that little man, balled out.
He sure can move, can he?
Holy smokes, did he ball out.
But, I mean, outside of him, was there anything else remarkable on the offense at all?
Dude, Fields, 224 yards, 18 of 33, two interceptions, two touchdowns. It's not good.
Yeah, like, unremarkable.
It's not terrible. We've had worse quarterback play. But the two interceptions, I believe both of those turned into points. So I can't say much more about that. He was the leading rusher on the team with 74 yards. What's Jake's favorite game? I think it's who had more rushing yards, Justin Fields or Khalil Herbert?
Khalil Herbert or Justin Fields, that's right. Who was it this week? Justin Fields, of course. You still have these young guys. Again, these are all symptoms of poorly coached teams. And that's what we get to watch right now.
Yeah, Demir Byrd took a slant to the house. That was sweet.
Oh, that was cool. He was our big preseason hype guy.
Demir Byrd sighting. That was the play that was like, oh, we just struck back, right? In the second quarter, we're like, oh, we still have a game right before halftime. And the wind kind of came out of the sails and everything. Psych. Yeah, it's a whole thing. So I'm looking at this, Dale. You want to give me a grade here, buddy? Want to give me an offensive grade?
We put up 30. We put up 30.
Did the offense put up 30?
What I should say is Dale, 30 points were scored.
30 points were scored because I was going to throw something in here at the end because the offense gets a D.
Sure. Yeah. I can't argue with that at best.
You know, spoiler alert, the defense is going to get a D too.
Yeah.
Probably an F, you know, if we really picked it apart. But guess who gets an A+?
Is that going to be the special teams? Yeah. That was pretty sweet to watch that. That made you think of Hester again immediately.
They put on a special teams clinic the whole game. And this is where we're at, guys. This temperature check.
Yeah.
This is where we're at.
We're getting hyped on special teams.
Dale, I don't know, man. What if you look at the defense?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers threw for 340 yards. They rushed for over 100 yards and a touchdown.
Beat the shit out of us.
You could say whatever you want about the defense. It was bad. But that's, I mean, as a real Bears fan, that's what you were expecting, to be honest. If you expected something different, part of that is on you.
Quinn with two more sacks, which is nice.
It's always nice to see Robert Quinn is still alive.
This episode is going to need some strong editing brought to you by
Senor Mr. Jake.
Producer Jake Dog.
Yep, we got the dogs in the house today, so they're making
noise. Yeah, we got dogs. We got some rambunctiousness.
But anyway, the Bears-Packers, it was bad, as we thought it would be. Anything else we really need to say about that?
Quinn's worth the money at this point?
If he keeps getting 13, 14 sacks a year, he is. He actually is.
Two more this past week, so let's see what happens tonight. He's healthy or is he COVID-less this week?
No, I think I've seen him play. He's healthy.
All right. I haven't spotted him yet. Oh, we have some rambunctiousness going on.
But anyway, Sam, let's move on to some segments. Who do we got for dog sit?
Yeah, someone needs to sit these dogs right now. Jesus. My dog sit this week is none other than Mr. Chris Tabor.
Oh, special teams coach.
Special teams coach.
Man, you're a big special teams guy, aren't you?
Hey, you know what? I'm actually only a special teams guy when it comes to the Bears now.
At this point, that's all you have left. That is all we have left at this point.
Feels like that's all I ever had, honestly, at this rate. Who you got, man?
Steph Curry.
Oh! Steph Curry.
Man, you know, he just did the thing he keeps doing because that's what you can do. You can count on Steph Curry. Broke the record for most threes, threw up a bunch more. Just a great guy, and he seems such a likable guy. So, good for him. He's changed the game altogether with his ability and with his shooting. So.
The short king's everywhere, man. He's really not that short. He's like 6'2".
I'm taller than Steph Curry then. I didn't know that. Yeah. But hey, he's a lot better at basketball.
Sure freaking is, man.
I don't know if I needed to tell everyone listening to that this, but Steph Curry's better than me at basketball.
Thanks to all of you that haven't turned this off yet after that whole incident.
Yeah, it's a heck of a week for the Bear Men Pod, but we're going to close out strong. Producer Jake left 2 minutes after we started, so Sam and I are trying our best, but we're going to muscle through this, the rest of this Vikings game and the rest of this podcast. Sam, who you got for not that guy?
Well, and just to let everybody know, we are going to give you guys another episode this week with all four of us. It'll be probably the normal 45 minutes and not this abridged version where we're just trying to stay relevant with you guys. And for my not that guy this week is I'm going to nominate myself.
Oh, why? I love it.
Because not only have I not won a bet in over 2 weeks, it also took me 4 days to replace the rear brakes and rotors on my car. And I didn't even finish it. My dad drove out here and finished it while I was at work. So I'm not that guy.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Love a good 4-hour project that turns into a 4-day event.
Four days, guys.
That happens to the best of us.
Call me for any of your automotive needs. I gotcha. Obviously, I'm very skilled at labor.
My Not That Guy is reoccurring podcast favorite, Not That Guy. Yeah, it's going to be COVID. If Kendall Vildor is the most tenured person in my secondary, COVID, that bitch ain't quitting.
That motherfucker just won't quit.
There's just nothing more to say about that. The Bears are trying at this point. They've done a good game. At this point, 7 minutes, about 8 minutes left, actually. They're down 10-0, but... good pass.
I mean, that is a fantastic pass defense, but I'm used to them throwing flags on us.
Have no idea who that guy is.
Yeah, Graham Jr. That's what's making it difficult to watch this game more so. I don't know who these people are.
I'm actually okay with that because I want, you know what, have fun, guys. But, guys, we're sitting here and we just watched the play, and you guys have watched the Bears with us all year. At least I'm pretty sure you have, or else you wouldn't listen to this, or else you just like laughing at our misery. Either way, glad you're tuned in. But... there's been calls all year, and it's not just on the Bears, but when there's a 50-50 ball in the air and the defender doesn't turn around and even look at the ball, it's like a 90% chance that flag is coming out and there's going to be laundry on the field. And for some ungodly reason, they didn't call it just now, and it was a great pass defense. I don't think it was a blatant pass interference. I think they were running into each other for the ball, but usually it goes against the defense. But... that's just shit we've dealt with all year. And I don't know, guys, leave us a voicemail or something, because I need to hear what you guys think about the
Bears. We need human contact at this point. Sam jumped through that sentence just like Jakeem Grant just tried to jump through that punt return. Neither one of them went very well. But
I just want to know I'm not the only one seeing the Bears penalty, like the penalties called on the Bears this year.
Well, it's like I said before we started. It just seems like there's so many points. And earlier on the pass interference call on the Conklin catch, well, on the Conklin drop, rather, it just seems like so many times this year, even the commentators are going, yeah, that's a tough call, and we'll actually go to Dean for the officials review. You know, like the rules guy goes, yeah, I'm with you. That's a tough call.
He's got all the computers behind him.
It's tough year to be a Bears fan, but luckily for us and anyone else who listens to this, we are not fair weather fans. We are here for the long haul, and we love the pain for some reason. Yeah, so
I'm just gonna lose consciousness here in about the third quarter and stop paying attention. It'll be great.
Probably best for our psyches.
I got a good one for us, Dale.
What's that?
Right here. Segment time. A classic. It's making an appearance. We win if.
Okay.
We're in the second quarter, almost halftime. We're down 10-0. We just got the ball back. We win if.
We win if the Bears score a defensive and or a special teams touchdown. And somehow managed to, and I say it all the time, you got to score 3 offensive touchdowns. Because at this point, you've got to like just put up so many points.
You just put up the option of 4 to 5 touchdowns because you said a special
team. Oh, sure. I mean, it's 4 touchdowns.
So that's
sure. I mean, you got to score 28 points.
And then you said at least three offensive touchdowns. We don't even have one.
Right. I want 4 is what it is. And like
you're asking for 4 tutties.
See,
from these guys.
But see, here's the thing. I need 1 touchdown in this quarter. See, that's not outlandish
and
to ask
2
for.
2 touchdowns in the third and 2 in the fourth.
No, I only need 1 in the fourth. If you give me 28 points, I need 4 scores, 4 touchdowns. I said 4 to 5, sure, my mistake. I meant 4. If you can give me 4 touchdowns, you can be competitive and win these NFL games.
I agree.
Now,
with you.
I don't think the Bears are capable of doing that. But that's what you have to do to win NFL games. Like, that's it.
I agree with you on all fronts, man. But we're sitting here driving a Ford Pinto in our secondary against a couple Bugattis, and it's not going well.
I mean,
I'm not expecting Kirk Cousins, the surgeon, to pick us apart here, but he can throw it a little bit.
Yeah, sure is my answer to that.
He's great in prime time.
Yeah, he scored, I think they just said he scored a touchdown in 28 consecutive games, the longest active NFL streak. Great run by Monty there. But yeah, what do we have any other segments we want to get to, Sam? I did a we win if.
I'll give you a little we win if.
Pepper it on me.
We win if Kirk Cousins has, I don't know, negative 400 yards passing.
At this point, like, he's got to shit his pants while on the field, and, like he's got
to really
somehow
get his that shit running backwards.
Well, see, that's the thing. He's got to somehow shit himself, get that shit on Dalvin Cook as he's getting the handoff somehow, and Dalvin Cook rubs a little bit off of Justin Jefferson.
You're just describing and then, boom, German all three dungeon of them, porn.
Like, have some sort of weird poop sickness, and that's how we win. This has gone
like
so
it.
Far off.
No, I like it. I like it. All right. James Daniels is 320.
Sam, the responsible thing to do right now is call this.
We need help, guys. We can't do this just the two of us, but we love all you guys. We'll probably delete this episode.
I don't know. Put it in the archives. Release it later for fun. It's an absolute joke, but Dale hit me with the trap game of the week.
All right, trap game of the week. The last game remaining. It's Seahawks at Rams. And not only because it's the last game remaining, the Seahawks gonna win. You know, right? Maybe they can win.
All right,
like it's
you get two trap games of the week this week because you get to pick the only game left, and then you get a whole another slate.
And then my trap game for the next week, because I haven't looked at it at all. The only game that I'm aware of is Bears versus Seahawks, and I want to say the Bears can win, but I just know better, so I'm not even gonna say it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's nothing.
And that was Dale's Trap Games of the Week.
Dale's
Trap Game of the Week.
Boys and girls, thanks for sticking with us. We're so fucking done with this for this week. But as per usual, we'll be back next week, or actually later this week, to talk more about the faithful with the boys. Hopefully getting all four of us back together. And in the meantime, bear the fuck down.
Enjoy your commutes. And bear down.
Get off your phone. Drive safe.
Oh, yeah. But still listen.
Stop.
Bears!
Bears.